have the opportunity to share with you over these few days. Right. I'll tell you what we're going to look at over, I think we've got four meetings tonight, two Sunday and one next Wednesday. And I'm going to talk and open the scriptures a little bit on the subject of power in the church. Power in the church, that's going to be our subject. We're going to look at power. It's a long time, a long, long while since I've considered this subject myself. I'm aware that the church is in a confusion about power. I know that many churches are powerless. They know nothing much at all of the power of God. And I also know that there are even TV ministries that are not moving in the power of God, but in another power. And the reason I know that is not because I have some great ability of discernment, but because I know that the power of God has certain marks and certain qualities, which if they are absent, then it is not the power of God that is motivating, energizing, quickening what's taking place. So the subject of power is maybe something. There's a power, for instance, that operates in McDonald's. There is a power. There is no doubt that the world is full of powers. And it's important that you grasp that, that there are powers politically, there are powers operating